Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Mem, two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Testament Bay is the afternoon Mishnah, and let us begin with the Akdama, that certainly we know that Avedizar is Asubhana, and even Takrevis Avedizar is Asubhana. We also know that if someone shechs a behemoth for Avedizar, so it's referred to as Zivchei Mesim, and just like a mace is Asubhana, based on Xer Shava from the word Sham that are found by Mrs. Miriam and Eglarufa, therefore if one shechs a behemoth for Avedizar, where the Pasuk calls it Zivchei Mesim, so it would also be Asubana, and the Gemara Mesechs Avedizar teaches us based on the Pasuk and Pashas Ra'e in Parakut Beis, Pasuk Beis that states, Abbe Ta'abdunas Kalam Koymois, Asha Abdu Shamagoyim, Asha Atam Yershamois, Meselahayim, Allah Horam Haramim, Valak Vois, Vesachas Kalayt Ranon. We dash in the Pasuk as if it states, Elahayim, Allah Horam, Beloya Horam, Elahayim, and therefore we learned if someone serves something as Mechubla Kaka as an Avedizar, that item will not become Asubana, and therefore our Mishnah will teach us that if someone shechs a behema for harim or for yamim or for anything that is mechubal kaka, that he serves as a god and as avodah zarah, that the behema is not considered zivchei mesim and midiraisa would not be asubana. But as our Mishnah will teach us that midrabanan shchitase psula and is asubachila. And keep in mind, as Tesis explained on daf lamed tesamid aleph, and once again explains on daf memamid aleph, although midiraisa this animal will not be asubana, but certainly the person that shechs this animal for Avodah Zarah, and even though that Avodah Zarah is a har, he would still be chay misa. Certainly his maisa of shechita is a maisa for Avodah Zarah. Similarly, if someone would just bow down to a mountain, then even though the Torah tells us that the mountain would not become asubana, but certainly he did a maisa of Avodah Zarah, and certainly he'd be chay misa. As Tesis brings down in Daf Lamed Testament Aleph, midi yahava mishtach vel har, the har muta v'oiv de b'sayif, and as Tesis states in Daf Memam Aleph, the afa gadli choshev al and Taz then continues, why would it be that the one that serves it would be Chayiv Misa and would be Chayiv Saif? And Taz points out that the Pasuk and Pashas Ra'e that tells us that it would not be considered a god is just teaching us that it's not considered a god and one doesn't have to destroy it. And as the Pasuk started off, Abi to Abdun, Vim Kain, Hachi Purushai, Eloheim Sha'alaharim to Abdun, Veloya Harim Shehem Eloheim, however, the one that serves them must surely be destroyed and is surely chay misa. Then Taz continues, Inami, that another way that we know that someone that serves something as mechubal kaka will be chay misa. Mishum de goli rachmana ba'iv de mazol is to mischayev kedechsev ru'ises ha-shemesh. And certainly one will be chay misa, even though the sun and the moon and the constellations are mechubarim begulgal rakia, they're set in place in their cycle and in the orbit. However, Ayin Rashi in our sugya that teaches us that the sun and the moon and all of the mazolos are not considered mechubal kaka ayin sham. And also, let's point out that the Gemara Mesechtes Tumura teaches us that since the pasuk states min abaku min atzoyin takrivus kabanchem, so therefore we learn b'negei kachim. So when the pasuk states min abaku, it's coming to teach us lahoitzis hanevad, and when the pasuk states min atzoyin lahoitzis hamuktzal avidizara, certainly by kachim the Torah teaches us that we can't use an animal that was nevad or muktzah for a carbon. However, clearly it's muchach that generally an animal would not be asubana. Now, certainly, as we already saw on Daf Lamed Chesed Beis, that if someone would shecht his own animal for Avodah Zarah, then certainly it would become asubana. And how could that be if we just stated an animal would not be asubana? And with Pashas, we would say that the only time that we stated the behemoth would not be asubana is only if someone served the animal as Avodah Zarah by bowing down to it or serving it in any way without performing any maisa in the guf of the behemoth. However, certainly if someone does a maisu rabba in this animal, and for example he shechts the animal and he cuts both of the simonim, then certainly it would be asubana. And as we will see in our Gemara, the Rav Huna will be mechadish to us that even if someone does a maisa kaldu in a behema and he does so for avodah zarah, then the behema would be asubana. Finally, we will see a machlekes between Rav Huna, who will hold that although generally we hold that in adam oisa davashayin shaloi, however if someone does a maisa even on his friend's item, and even if that mice is only a mice koldu, then he can asa davashen ishaloi. And Rashi brings a makar from Mesech Avodah Zarah. The psukim in Divrei Yamim Beis in Perchav Tes discusses that after the reign of Achaz HaMelech, who served Avodah Zarah and used the Kli Sharis in the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah, and the psukim discuss that Chizkiyo told Klal Yisrael to go and be metar to Beis HaMikdash and rededicate the Beis HaMikdash, as Pasuk Tes Vav tells us, Vayasvos Achim Veskatshu Vayvo Kemitzah Melech himself b'divrei Hashem l'tar beis Hashem. The pesukim go on to tell us that it took them 16 days to be mekadesh to beis hamikdash. Then pasuk Yudches tells us vayivo pnim melchus kiyoa melach vayemru tiharnes kol beis Hashem as mizbech ha'ilu v'as kol kelav v'shulcham areches v'as kol kelav v'is kol akilim eshes niach melach achas b'makusai b'malo hechonu v'ikdashnu v'hinam l'fnim mizbech Hashem. And clearly we see that even though the kelim of the beis hamikdash did not belong to Achaz, however, by using them, he was able to be Isa Davashena Shaloi. However, as we will see, the Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak will be Chilak and Rav Huna, and at least Lefi Rashi, they will hold that even if someone would do Maisi Rabbah, that even so, Ein Adam Isa Davashena Shaloi, and Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Daf Mem Beis. And based on this Akdama, let's begin our Mishnah, as our Mishnah teaches us, Hashaych L'shem Har, L'shem Gvoyz, L'shem Yam, L'shem Naharez, L'shem Edbarez, Shchitase Psula, that if someone shechs an animal that is even Chulin, and he states, I'm shechting this behemoth as I want to bring a carbon for a mountain, as I consider the mountain a god, or for gvois that some explain refer to hills which are smaller than mountains, and Ayin Degro who explains that gvois refers to man-made mountains, and some explain that gvois are actually higher than a regular mountain, or he said, I'm bringing this behemoth as a carbon for the yamim, and as Rashi states, she'osa yam aviz gichavim, and Ayin Mefarshim who discuss that why didn't Rashi mention this right at the beginning of the Mishnah, and when we say l'shem harim, Rashi should have stated she'osa ahar aviz gichavim. And similarly, if he shechs an animal l'shem the midbar, and he considers the midbar to be a vaydizara, so in all those cases shchitase psula. And as we mentioned in the Hakdama, that it's not zivchei mesim, and it would not be asur ba'na, and instead midrabbanon his shchita would be pasul, and would be asur ba'achila. And the Gemara will discuss this further, and we continue on daf mem amud aleph. And the Mishnah teaches us shnayim eichsim b'sakim v'sheichdin echad l'shem echad mikol elu ve'echad l'shem davar kasha shchitase psula. If two people are holding on to one knife, and as Rashi states, and one is holding the blade and one is holding the handle, and certainly we're talking about two Yisraelim that are doing the Shechita, as if one of them would be a guy, then certainly the Shechita would be possible. The Maisa one stated, I'm shechting this behemoth for harm, gvois, etc. And one either stated, I'm shechting for a davar kosher, or he shechted stomach. And as Rashi states, l'shum davar kosher, Shechita stam, even though you have a koyach of heter and issa that's ma'urv together, then the Shechita would still be possible. Ayin Rashbu points out that certainly if each one was holding on to their own knife and was shechting with their own knife, then certainly since one of these people had kavana to shecht l'shem avodah zarah, there was no koyach heter ma'ur bai, then certainly the Shechita would be possible. And our Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated as sheikh l'shem harim l'shem gvayz l'shem yam l'shem naharis l'shem edbarah is shechita sepsula, so it's mashma that the Shechita would be possible and would be asur b'achila, but psula in zivchei mesim loy, but would not be considered zivchei mesim, and therefore midraisa would not be asur b'ana. And the Gemara asks for a mini, I'll ask you a question from a braisa. This braisa begins by discussing all the cases of our Mishnah and then continues to bring other cases. And the braisa states, Hashaykh l'shum harim l'shum gavoyis l'shum yam l'shum naharis l'shum edbarais. And the braisa adds in other cases of l'shum cham l'vana l'shum kechavim mazolais l'shum michoel asar gadol l'shum shul shul katan. All these cases, harei l'zivchei mesim, that it would be completely asur b'ana. We seem to have a steer between the Mishnah and the braisa. And as we will see from Rashi, that the braisa is telling us, Shum Mechol Sar Gadol, who is the greatest of beings, as Mechol is the greatest Malach, or he shechted for Shul Shul Katan, referring to a very small worm, which is the smallest of Briyais. In all cases, it would be Asur Bana. And of course, the question of our Gemara is from the first few cases of the braisa that stated, Hashaykh L'Shum Haram, L'Shum Gvois, L'Shum Yam, L'Shum Naharis, and L'Shum Edbaris. As our Mishnah stated, Shechitase Psula, and the braisa stated, Harei Eilu Zivchei Mesim. And the Gemara answers, Amar Baye Loikasha, Had Amar Lahar, Had Amar Lugad Dahar, Dekanami Tani Dumin Michal, Sar Gadol Shmamina. And Baye explains that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario with someone shechted a behema to the actual har that he considers Avodah Zarah. And since the har is Michub Lakaka, and as we explained that Dama, that the Pasuk in Pashas Re'eh states, Eloheim Elohim, Veloy Ahurim Eloheim, therefore this behema would not be Asim Midraisa, and therefore is not Asim Bana, as not considered Zivchei Mesim. However, in all the cases of the Braisa, he was performing the Shechita to the Sar Har of the Har, and as Rashi states, L'malach hamun al harim, since the malach is not mechubal kaka, therefore by shechting an animal for the Sar of the Har and making the Sar of the Har into a god, certainly the behemoth is considered zivchei mesim, as considered takrevis avidizara, and therefore would be also bana. And Abaye brings a raya to this point, as L'maisa the Braisa brings a case of mechol Sar gadol, just like in the case of mechol Sar gadol, mechol is not mechubal kaka. And similarly, when the Braisa states Hashech l'shum harim, he wasn't actually shechting to the har itself, and he was shechting l'sar shel harim. Therefore, the behemoth becomes also bana. And Ayin Rashi mechol v'shul shel katan claim l'shum gadol shel mechol abriyos or l'shum katan shel bekulon. As we explained, and Rashi explains that when someone shechs a behemoth for the actual mountain and he considers the mountain a god, and although midraisa would not be also bana, however midrabanan it would be also bachila. And as Rashi states, hilchach l'shman loy mikri zivchei mesim. And as we will learn in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Alfam Beis, that Sheikh L'Shem Nida V'Nida V'Shchitas Psula Mishum Nedamid L'Sheikh Kachim Bechutz. Rashi continues and is bothered that how would it be that a behemoth that you shecht L'Shil Shul Katan would be Asa Bana if a Shul Shul Katan is an animal, as we mentioned in the Akdama for the Gemara Mesechtes Tmura, that there is only an Issa to use an animal that was used as an Aved Zara in the base of Migdash as a carbon. However, one can use an animal for chulin, and there is no isur hana. However, zok Rashi miu alo hus mikru, but certainly it's still called a god, and therefore when someone shechts a behemoth for the shul shul katan, so he's still shechting a behemoth for a god, and therefore it would be considered takrevis avidizara, and that's why it would be considered zivchei mesim, and it would be asur bana. And as Rashi continues, and as the pasuk states in Pasha Ve'ira, he nizbach as teyavas mitzrayim, and we see that they were considered alo hus. Now in Rashi, who points out when the Braisa discusses that someone shechts we don't have to explain that's referring to someone that shechts a behemoth, the sar of the cham or levana, the sar of the kechav mazolais. These items are not considered mechubal kaka, not like we mentioned the akdama from Taisvis. Our Gemara now continues. Amar Rav Huna, hoisa behemis chaveri revutz lofnei avedis kechavim, kibin sheshecha ba siman echad asara. And Rav Huna teaches us that if Reuven shechts an animal for avedis zara, and this animal belonged to Shimon and was crouching in front of Aveda Zara, so once he shechs one simin, and as we will see a bit later, that even if he will just shecht a little bit, the behemoth will become Asabana. Ayin Rashi, the Rav Huna is teaching us two chidushim. Number one, even though we previously mentioned for the Gemara Mesechtes Tmura that Bali Chayim ain't necessarily headed, loy mishum nevad and v'loy mishum muksa, however, Zok Rav Huna, that as long as you do some sort of a maisa in the animal, and even if it's a maisa koldu, it would be considered takrevis Aveda Zara, and it would be Asubana. Keep in mind that since Rav Huna spoke about one simin, and he didn't just say that if someone shechs an animal, then it would be Asubana, so we see that Rav Huna doesn't require a Maisa Rabbah. The complete Shechita would be considered a Maisa Rabbah, and Rav Huna only requires a Maisa called Hu. And number two, Rav Huna is Mechadish to us that even though we generally have a klal that Ein Adam Isa Davashein Shaloi, however, if someone does a Maisa called Hu to something that doesn't belong to him, then he could still Aser it, and the klal of Ein Adam Isa Davashein Shaloi would not apply. And Ayin Rashi points out, V'hai Simen Echad Lav Dafka, and when Rav Huna stated that one cut, one simen, is Lav Dafka, that he has to cut one full simen, Du Hadin L'chatzi Simen, and the same didn't apply, even if he cuts only a half a simen, and once Rashi says it's a half a simen, and he doesn't mention Rav the simen, so certainly Rashi means that even if he would cut a little bit of the simen, that that would also be considered a Maisa Koldu, and it would be considered to Krevis Havid Zara, and therefore the animal will be also Bana. Ayin Rashi, that Rav Huna specifically spoke about a case of Ravutza, as Rav Huna was teaching us a Chiddush, that certainly if Reuven would actually pick up the behemoth of Shimon, by picking up the behemoth, Reuven would be a Ganev, and he would be coined the behemoth, and therefore it would be his behemoth, and certainly he could ask his own behemoth. And Rav Huna is being Mechadish to us, that even though the behemoth was Ravutza, and Reuven left it crouching, and he shechted it in that position, and he never lifted up to the behemoth, and therefore was still Shimon's behemoth, even though it's a Dovash Ein Shaloi, that would still be Asa Bana. And as Rashi states, Revutza loy mi boyer medes tichshirabia verabitza konen bagbo v'nashi shaloi ala afagav der Revutza v'loy kona asa lo b'maisa. However, Ayin Tesis, who argues on Rashi that even if he would lift it up, he would not be cutting the animal, Ayin Shom, and therefore Tesis explains, ala nira denoka Revutza lo Revutza da afagav loy habitza, that even though Reuven did not have to push down the animal in order to be able to shecht it, and it was already in a position that he was able to shecht it simply, without touching the animal itself, even though the loy osa b'maisa gadol kolkach, and even so will be osra, as Rav Huna holds that this animal will be osa b'ana, even though Reuven only does a maisa kolshu. And also Ayin Taisa's diba masa l'fnei avidus kichavim, where Taisa points out v'hada nakat hachal l'fnei avidus kichavim ocher the milchsa nakat, as even if one shechs an animal for avidus zara and it's not in front of the avidus zara, then certainly would still be osa b'ana. And then Taisa continues inami kivin l'fnei avidus kichavim hu mistam l'sham avidus kichavim stkavin afal pish l'pirish ugen shi yisrael muma. And based on this point, so Taisa now brings another explanation as to why Rav Huna spoke about revutza, and as Taisa states, the hashda matzalameim the nakar revutza the limin boy here beats l'fnei avidus kichavim the vada l'sham avidus kichavim stkavin la filu revutza kfar kivin yisrael muma hu v'sheich l'fnei avidus kichavim o mistam l'mistkavin la avidus kichavim. And Agamar now continues. Rav Huna is going like the shita of Ula, who stayed in the name of Rabbi Yechron, that even though we have a cloud that ain't adam oisa davashin shaloi, therefore certainly even if someone would bow down to his friend's animal, animal would not even be asa as a carbon, and one could still bring this animal as a carbon. However, if someone does an actual maisa to his friend's behema, and either he shechs a behema or he pours in sachem on top of the behema, even though the behemoth doesn't belong to him, but in this case, Adam Oysa Davashen Shalai, even if this behemoth is a behemoth of Chulin, it would still be Asur Ba'ana. And as we already discussed in the Akdama, from the Pesukim in Devar Yamin, B'degei Chizkiyo Al-Melech, and Ayin and Taisa's Diba Maschel Ki Hada Mu'ula, that certainly Loi Maisa Siyata Mu'ula, Elam Hada Misru Behemoth Chaveh Al Yidei Maisa, that we only could bring a Raya from Ula, then one could Asa Davashen Shalai as long as he performed a Maisa. However, you can't bring a Raya from here that maisa could even be a maisa kaldu, as it could be that Ula meant to say that this animal would only be asa b'ana if someone did a maisa rabba. However, as we will see in the Gemara, certainly Rav Huna himself holds that even if someone only did a maisa kaldu, then the behemoth would be asar. And as Rav Huna stated, that even if one only shechted one simen, or as Rashi explained, even if one would only shecht a small part of that simen, then the behemoth would become asa b'ana. And based on Taisis, so Rav Huna specifically taught us that even one simon or a drop of one simon would cause the animal to be asar, as he only requires a maisa kaldu. However, without the din of Rav Huna, we may have thought that the din of Ula was only stated when one does a maisa rabba and does a complete shechita and cuts both simonim. In addition, Rav Huna teaches us that this halacha doesn't only pertain to a person's own behema, but even pertains to behemoth's chaveirai. And since Rav Huna taught us that even if one does a maisa kalshu with behemoth's chaveirai, it would ask the animal bahana, so certainly if one does a maisa kalshu in his own behema, then would ask the behana. However, Rav Huna wouldn't have mentioned anything about behemoth's chaveirai, so one may have thought that possibly Rav Huna is teaching us that if one does a maisa kolshu for avodah zara on his own behema, then would ask his own behema behana. However, the only way to ask the behemoth's chaveirai, and as something that's in a shaloi, is only if he does a maisa rabba, and if he'd only do a maisa kolshu, then maybe that would not ask the behemoth's chaveirai, and this will be relevant to the next Gemara. And also keep in mind that at this point, the Gemara feels even a person's own carbon chatas that he will be using for his own kapara does not belong to him at all and belongs to Hegdish, and therefore it's considered davashen shaloi. However, a carbon shlomo would still be considered as if it's his own animal, and the Gemara will discuss this point further on daf mem amud beis and daf mem alpha min aleph. And the Gemara now continues the isfir Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman will ask a question Rav Huna from a brisa. Keep in mind that Rav Nachman will be one of the manda amrim that will be chelik Rav Huna, and he will hold that ein adam oisa davishen shaloi, and even if one does a maisa rabba. Rav Nachman is that the brisa states hashechir chatos b'shabes b'chutz l'avidus kichavim chayiv shalosh chatos. If someone shechs a carbon chatos on Shabbos and it's outside of the Beis Hamikdash, and he also does so for avodah zara, and all these actions were done b'shoyeg, so since we know that for all these actions, if one would do them b'mezid, one would be chayiv kares, and therefore since he did so b'shoyeg, so it'd be chayiv a carbon, and since he was Michal Shabbos, and he was also Ivan Shchutei Chutz, and he was also Ivan Avodah Zarah B'Shoygeg, so he would have to bring three Karbonis Chatois. Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, U'mishum Mekalkal Loi Mifta B'Shabbos, and even though he's killing this animal, and L'chir it's a Meister that is Mekalkal, and one is Potter for being Mekalkal on Shabbos. However, Zok Rashi, that this is actually a Tikkun, Eitzel B'nei Noyach, She'ev Menachai Oselhem, as previously this animal was Osel, as it's Eiv Menachai, and although he shechted this animal for Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is Asbana, however, the Issa Hana is only for Yisrael. shol and not for a goy, and therefore it was a tikkun, and that's why he'd be chayv a korban chatos even for being mechal Shabbos. And I in the bottom Tesis who points out that certainly if our Gemara was trying to teach us as to how many chatos one could be chayv by doing one action, then we could have also stated that not only was it Shabbos but it was also Yom Kippur, and therefore he'd be chayv for chatos. And Tesis states loy nachas l'minyana dim kain listen abach goyin shu Yom Kippurim al b'hani yashmin in chiddush. However, the Bryce is teaching us chidushim regarding all of these dinim as number one linyan Shabbos chayv afal pi shlo tikkun el lohitzi midei even melechay. And as we learned in Masechtas Pesachim, the Bryce is also teaching us a chiddush b'negei shchitas chutz for avodah zarah, as we will see in our Gemara. Before we continue with Rav Nachman's question on Rav Huna from this Bryce, so on the last line of our Amid, Rashi points out v'chatas ki shachtu lehem baylim davishen shaloyave d'shal gavoyave. Even if the one that was doing the shchita of this carbon chatas was the baylim, but even so, it's not considered his, and it's considered davishen shaloy. Our Gemara now continues. The Rav Nachman now asks on Rav Huna that if you are correct, that even if someone does a ma'aseh kaldu for avodah zarah on behemis chaveru, which is ina shaloi, that would still be asa bana. So yamr kivin shishach basimin echad asara lachir. Once you cut one simin of this carbon chatas for avodah zarah, so it already became avodah zarah and is now asa bana and is no longer considered kachim. And if so, how could our brisa teach us that one would be chayav to bring three korbanos chatois? As at this point, ashrut dechutz loy mechayev, and we continue on daf mem and beis as mechatech ba'ofahu. And as Rashi explains at the top of that mem and beis, the kima the nesem shum avis chavim pakashem kachemina v'nasa shel avis chavim va'afar ba'almahi, and therefore it's considered as if you did shchita on afar ba'alma, one can no longer be mechuyev mishum shchut echutz. And as Rashi states a bit further, once it's afar ba'alma, so it comes out that simen sheni lo yishtachir klal the chitach afar ba'almahu and kamenami lav shem shchita la. Therefore, even when you slice the first simen, it's not considered shchita, and it's as if he just killed his behemoth without shchita. However, Rashi points out that certainly this person would be chayiv two korbanos, one because he did a maisa kaldu for avodah zarah, even though it's not considered a shchita kshira, it is still a maisa for avodah zarah. Therefore, he'd be chayiv a korban. And similarly, b'negei Shabbos, there is no halacha that the only way that one would be chayiv on Shabbos is if someone does a proper shchita. Therefore, one would be chayiv a korban chatas for killing an animal on Shabbos b'shoyeg. And as Rashi points out, on any Shabbos, the chiyuvi b'chabur ba'alma oy b'netil zishama hu d'mechayev avagav lav shchiti v'chei mishum avizchav neshchitis avizchav mi aval in shchute chutz lav shchitis kotchem hi ayin sham. And keep in mind at this point Rav Nachman has a question on Rav Huna from this braisa, as how could it be that one would be chayev three chatois if one should not be chayev mishum shchute chutz? Let's keep in mind that certainly, as we mentioned, Rav Nachman will actually be chilek Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman will hold that even if one would do a ma'aser rabbah and actually do a full shchita on an animal that's in a shaloi, that ain't adam oisa davish in a shaloi, and if so, why would one be chayiv three korbanos if when he shechted the chatas and the chatas doesn't belong to him, so he would not be even the isa v'idazara as ain't adam oisa davish in a shaloi? This point will be discussed on daf mem alef from an alef. Our Gemara now continues that Amr Papa, the Papa comes to answer for Rav Huna, and keep in mind that right now the Gemara's havmina is that according to Rav Huna, only time that one would be even the isa v'idazara when shechting his friend's animal is only once he shechts at least one simen, as Rav Huna stated, kivin sheshech ba simen echad asara. Therefore, a puppet explains that when this brisa tells us that you be chayiv three chatois, it's specifically talking about a case where someone was bringing a chatas aif, and we know that the only time that we find by kachim that one only has to shecht one simen is only by a chatas aif, and as the pasuk states, v'lo yavdil, therefore one will be chayiv for all these isurim at one time, as the moment that he shechts one simen of this chatas aif outside of the Beis HaMikdash, at that point he was Ivan Issa Vedizara, and he was also Ivan Shchut Echutz, as the Issa of Shchut Echutz by chatas aif is when one does shchita on a aif outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even though inside of the Beis HaMikdash one has to do malika. However, the Issa of Shchut Echutz by a bird is specifically when one does shchita on the bird outside of the Beis HaMikdash, since we know that at the point that one cuts one simen of an aif, the aif is considered dead. Therefore, at that moment he'd be Ivan the Issa of Shabbos as well, and he'd be chayav shalosh chatois. However, the Gemara continues and is still bothered, as mechter Rav Huna command omer l'shmeitzik u'ula v'ula maisa kaldu kamar. Since Rav Huna bases memra on the memra of Ula, and since Ula was not discussing an oif and he was discussing behemoth chaveri, and we know that the only way that one would have a valid shchita by behemoth is is only by cutting both simanim, or at least rive of both simanim, and therefore that will be a ma'aser rabbah. And even so, Ula stated that as long as one cuts one simon of the behemah, that would be aser banah. So l'chir, one simon is lav dafka, as certainly there's no difference between one simon or half a simon, as they're both a ma'aser kaldu. Therefore, clearly Ula holds that even if one would cut a drop of one simon in the behemah of his friend, that would still aser banah. And if so, we're back to our original question, that how could the Braisa state that if one shechs a chatz ha'oif outside of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, that he'd be chayiv three kabanos? L'maisa, the moment that he shechs even a drop of one simen, so it would already be aser banah. It's already considered like he was mechatech ba'afar, and therefore he could not be oiva on shlutei chutz. We're back to the original question of Rav Nachman, and the Gemara answers that in a chenami, according to Ula, one who shechs even a drop of one simen would be oiva on the issa v'dizara, and the animal will already be aser banah from that point. However, the Braisa is discussing the specific scenario, and as the Gemara explains, our Braisa could even be discussing a case where Reuven was shechting a chatas behema and not a chatas oif, even though in order for the shechita to be kosher, he would have to shecht to simanim, even when he shechted just a drop of one simen. However, Reuven clearly stated, I'm only going to serve this animal as avei dezara by the last moment of my shechita, and therefore the issa avei dezara was only chal right at the end of the shechita, and at that point he will be oivan the issa of shechutei chutz. He will also be mechal Shabbos, and therefore he is chayav three kabanos. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered. Bishlam, if we will explain that the Braisa is referring to a chatas ha'oiv, so we understand why the Braisa specifically had to discuss a case of a chatas. The only case where we could find that one is only obligated to cut one simon by kachim is only by a chatas ha'oiv. However, now that you're explaining that the Braisa is even referring to a behema, so although we understand why the Braisa would not speak about a carbon shlomim, as a carbon shlomim potentially belongs to a person, there wouldn't be a case of a behemoth that's in a shaloi. However, instead of speaking about a carbon chatas, the Braisa could have spoken about a carbon oila, which is much more shchiach. Certainly, since an oila is kulei kolol, then certainly it's a behemoth shein a shaloi. Because of this question, so ela am mazut mishmed rapapa, the hachamai iskinen kagoyin shoye chetzi kona pogom, v'hoisav lov kolshu, v'gomorai, the kulu badi adodikasyon, in a chenami according to Ula, it makes a lot of sense why our Braisa discussed the carbon chatas. The Braisa is specifically talking about a case of a chatas ha'oiv, as we know based on the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches and Daf Chav Tes. Although by the Veshed, if it's Nikev Kolshu, it would be considered Trefa and would be considered Pasol. However, as long as Roiv of the Kana is not cut, then even if 50% of the Kana was already cut, then as long as you do Shechita on a little bit of the Kana, then it would be Kosher. And this Braisa is referring to a scenario where 50% of the trachea of this animal was already severed. Now that Reuven cuts even a little bit of the kana of the oiv, at that moment Reuven will be chayiv three karbanos. As number one, at that moment he was oiv on the issav avei dezara, as Rav Huna taught us, even by behemis chaveri or by carbon chatas, which is also a davashen and shaloi, that by doing a maisa kolshu for avei dezara, one will be oiv on the issav avei dezara, and therefore at that moment he'd be chayiv a carbon for being oiv on the issav avei dezara b'shoigeg, since at that moment he completed the shechita of this oif, so he would also be chayiv for shechutei chutz, and he would also be chayiv a carbon for being mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg. Ayin Rashi and Dibur Maschel Hacha b'chat seif eskinon demuli kasa b'simen echad perakama v'chiyuv shechita didei nami b'chutz b'simen echad. And as we already mentioned, that shechit oif kachim b'chutz chayiv. However, amolkei b'chutz pata k'tzam b'zvachim perak hashechit v'mayla. And the makor is from the pasuk in Pashas Achrim where that states oyashe yishchad b'chutz l'machna l'rabbi says ha'oif. Keep in mind at this point in the Gemara, not only was this Braisa not a question on Rav Huna, but it's actually a riot to Rav Huna. The few Rav Huna makes a lot of sense. Why did Braisa specifically discuss the carbon chatas, as we're discussing a case of a chatas ha'oif, where it was already chetzi kana pogum, v'hoisav lov kolshu v'gomorai, and as Mazutra just explained, the Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Papa, ilav the Amar Rav Huna simen echad, loy havi chatas tiyuftei, as we will be able to explain, my maisa, Rabba, if not for the fact that Rav Huna explained that even by cutting one simon lavi dezora by behemis chaveri, that one would aser it banah. Rav Nachman's initial question from the Braisa that discussed the carbon chatas would not have been shved directly on Ula, as we could have explained that when Ula stated afal pisha amru amshtachel behemis chaveri lo yasara, but also by ma'isa asara, that Ula wasn't discussing a ma'isa kolshu, and Ula was only teaching us that if someone does a ma'isa rabba and he does a a complete shechita on behemis chaveroi, then even though generally ein adam oisav devashen shaloi, however this animal would be asar, therefore we'd be able to explain that when the brisa states hashechir chatos b'shavs b'chutz l'avidus chavim, that chayv shor shchatos, that is because the isav edizara is only chal once you complete the shechita and you do a ma'aser rabbah. However, now that Ula stated that even if one only cuts a siman echad, one only does a ma'aser kolshu, that the animal would still be asar b'ana, and if so, the isav ana should occur right at the beginning of shechita, and then it would be considered as if he was mechatech ba'afar, and therefore he would not be oivan shechutei chutz, and he would not be chayv to be kabanos, as we explained. And the Gemara continues v'amar papa, and Rav Papa makes a second point that he loved amar Rav Huna behemis chaveroi, that if not for the fact Rav Huna specifically discussed behem of your friend, and he was discussing the din of einad ma'isa davishen and shaloi, once again loy havechatas to yoftei, then Rav Nachman would not have been able to bring a question on Rav Huna from the brisa that discussed the korban chatas, as we would be able to explain that although certainly if someone does a ma'isa koldu on your own behemah, then even though generally a behemah doesn't become asa b'hana, however if you do a ma'isa koldu, it would be asa b'hana, but potentially by behemah chaveroi, since there's a cloud that ain't adam oisa davishen and shaloi, so possibly even Rav Huna would agree that the only way that one would be able to asa behemah chaveroi is only if one did a ma'isa rabbah and completed the shechita, but not if he only cut one simen. And as Rav Papa states, my timer, and what is the reason that would not be a question from the korban chatos, as he day matzi asar, the chavrei loy matzi asar, since a korban chatos is not considered his own behemah, and it's considered davashen and shaloi, that's why the isav v'dizara not occur at the beginning of his ma'isa shechita, and would only occur once he did a ma'isa rabbah, and he completed the ma'isa shechita, therefore he was never mechatech ba'afar, all three surim were chal at the end of shechita, and at that point he was even the isav v'dizara, even though it was a behemah shein and shaloi, and he was also Ivan Shchutei Chutz, he was also Mechal Shabbos at the same point. That's why he'd be Chayiv three Chatois. And Ayin Rashi, who was discussing the second member of Papa, we stated, he loved the Amr of Huna Behemoth Chaveroi, Loi Havichatas Tuyufdei, and my time of the day Matsi Asar, the Chavri Loi Matsi Asar, and Zok Rashi, Loi Havichatas Tuyufdei, the my Maisa the Ula, Maisa Rabba, and when Ula mentioned a Maisa, he was only discussing a Maisa Rabba, Loi Havichatas Tuyufdei, the Chavri Loi Matsi Asar, the Chavri Loi Matsi Asar, Mishum the Ilu Shlom and Kibi Dainanu have Mr. B'maisa Kaldu, that since a Shlom is considered his own animal, therefore would be also B'maisa Kaldu, but like a Chiyu Shchitas Chutz, and there would not be a Chiyu for three Kabanais, one would not be Oivan the Issa of Shchitas Chutz, since he's Mechatech Ba'afar, Avachatas Loi Missa Ad Gamash Chita, the Ikka Maisa Rabba, since Rashi brought down two explanations of our Gemara, so Rashi continues, V'loshin Zer Nere Be'inai, the Hachi Mistavah, Lishin Talmud, Rav Hunal Chudeka Maisiv, all of the Gemara's questions were on Rav Huna. And Rashi continues the Chavri loy matzi asa b'maisa koldu olachi tana chatas the koyinimi the ilu shlom the deinenu umisri b'maisa koldu. And the Gemara continues pshita and l'chayu this member of papa seems to be pashut, since the Bryce is discussing a korban chatas, and certainly a korban chatas is like a davashen shaloi. So certainly if Rav Huna was only discussing a person's own behema and not discussing behemas chaveroi, then certainly we'd not be able to ask a question of Rav Huna from the Bryce. However, the Gemara explains ma'or tema kivin the the Rapapa is teaching us that one may have had a habmina that a korban chatos is considered a person's own animal and is not considered davashen and shaloi, since lemaisa he uses the korban to be mechap on his avera. Possibly even if Rav Huna was discussing his own animal, it would become also b'maisa koldu. So we would be able to ask a question from the brisa that discusses the korban chatos, as a korban chatos is also considered his own animal, and kamash b'lon that a korban chatos is not considered his own animal and it is considered a dove shein and shaloi. And our Gemara now continues Narat Simin, and as we mentioned Akdama, that although Rav Huna already taught us that although there's a din that in Adam Oisa dove shein and shaloi, however if someone does a Maisa Koldu then Adam Oisa dove shein and shaloi, however our Gemara continues Rav Nachman Rav Amr Rav Yitzchak Amri ain Adam Oisa dove shein and shaloi. And as we brought down from Rashi, and these Amroyim hold that the klal of ain Adam Oisa dove shein and shaloi will even pertain where someone does a Maisa Rabbah, and as Rashi states, five lines in the bottom of our Amid, Ein Adam Oisa Davishen and Shaloi, and Afilu Bigmar Maisa. Rashi then brings down another Shita, as Isda Mufrashi, that the only time that we say Ein Adam Oisa Davishen and Shaloi is only Rabbi Maisa Koldu, but if someone would do a Maisa Rabbah, and even Rabbi Nachman or Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak would agree that Adam Oisa Davishen and Shaloi, however, Zok Rashi, Vloihi, Dim Kain, Loi Av Menasach Tuyuf Tayu, Dam Maisa Gamu, as we will see on Daf Mem Alf and Aleph, and the Simon that the Gemara brought of Noetz refers to the three Amrayim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. And let's remember that after Rav Nachman asked a question on Rav Huna from the Braisa Benigei, the Sholosh Chatayis, the Gemara brought the final teretz of Mazutra Mishbed Rav Papa. So we mentioned that this Braisa will actually be a riot to Rav Huna and will actually be a question on the sheet of Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, that Enod Moisa Dovishen and Shalai. And as our Gemara now continues, Beisvei, that we will now ask a question from that original Braisa on the sheet of Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, as the Braisa stated that Sheikh Chatas B'Shabbos B'chutz, Lavidis Gichavim, Chayiv Shalosh Chatois, Vokminim B'chatas Oiv V'chatzi Konopogum, and since the Braisa specifically spoke about a Korban Chatos and not a Korban Oigla, so therefore we explained that it must be talking about a case where it was a Chatas Oiv, where half of the Kona was already Pogum, and therefore once he was Chayseval of Kolshu V'Gemorai, the Kulu Bada Adodikasyon, all these Shurim happen at the same moment, and at the second that he actually makes one cut in the animal's kana, therefore our Gemara continues and asks a question that time of the Chatas Oifu, the Kulu Bada Adodikasyon, continue on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and therefore was Mashma Abu Zevach Loi, but this halacha would not apply by Behema. The Gemara now asks, if it's true that even if one would perform a Maisi Rabbah, that Ein Adam Oisa Dovishin Shaloi, my area Chatas Oif, Afil Behema Nami, why would the Brisa specifically tell us this din, Benegea Chatas Oif, if the same halacha would apply, Benegea regular Behema, as according to these Manda Amrim, then certainly one cannot ask a Dovishin and Shaloi, and even if he would cut both of the Simon of a Behema, the Behema would not become Asabana, and certainly at no point when you're doing the Shechit of this Behema would it be considered Mechatech Ba'afar, as this animal would never become Asabana. Therefore, certainly once you complete the Shechit of this Behema, so you would be over on the Issa of Shechutei Chutz B'Shegeg, and you would also Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, therefore certainly you'd be Chayiv to Kabanais, and as Rashi is bothered that according to the Ma'an Amrim, that Ein Adam Moisa Dovishin and Shaloi, why would he ever be Chayiv to bring a carbon for being Oivan Avodah Zarah if he never asked this animal as Avodah Zarah? And Rashi points out, as we mentioned from Taisus on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that certainly there's a major chiluk between an animal becoming Asur Ba'anah and one being Chayiv for serving Avodah Zarah and for shechting an animal for Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi explains, Umiyu Iyu Mechayiv Meshum Oivan Avodah Zichavim De Mikol Mokoyim Af Gavdolim Misra Mifluch Polcha L'maisi, he did serve this Avodah Zarah, therefore he'd be Chayiv to bring a third carbon chatos. However, the Gemara responds that there's another machlekes between these Amoraim and Rav Huna, as although Rav Huna holds that a carbon chatos is not considered the owner's property, hence considered Davashen and Shaloi, however, these Amoraim would hold that a carbon chatos is considered the property of the owner, certainly since this animal belongs to him, so the Issa Avodah Zarah would happen immediately. If so, we can't be discussing a case of a chatos behema, as once the chatos becomes Asur Ba'ana, so one would not be Oivan Shechutei Chutz, and one would not bring three Kabanais. Therefore, even according to these Ma'an D'Amrim, we had to explain that this price is specifically talking about a Chatas Oiv, and as Mazutra explained, Kagoyin Shoye Chatzi Kona Pogum V'Hoysev Lov Kolshu V'Gemoroi D'Kulu Ba'de Adodikasyon, and as a Gemara explains, that the reason why a Karban Chatas is considered like his own animal is not considered Dovashen and Shaloi, is Kivin D'Kani L'Kapara K'Dudei Damya, and as we explained, that they are clearly Chalak Rav Huna in regard to this point as well. The Gemara now continues and will ask two other questions on these Amoraim that hold that Ein Adam Oisa Dovashen and Shaloi. The Gemara's first question will be from our Mishnah, as Tashma, as we learned in our Mishnah. Right now, the Gemara feels that our Mishnah is discussing a case where one person owns this animal, and the animal is owned by the person that is shechting this animal's stomach, not L'shem Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Gemara asks that our Mishnah stated, Beis Eichs M'sakin V'Shechtin, Echad L'shem Echad Mikol Eilu, V'Echad L'shem Davakasha, Shechitas Psula, and the Gemara is bothered that L'chira, since the person that shechted the animal L'shem Avodah Zarah does not own the animal, and since these Amrayim hold that even if one would do a Maisir Rabbah, that we still have a cloud of Ein Adam Oisa Dovashen and Shaloi, how could it be that Shechitas Psula? The Gemara answers, Hachem Mayiskina, the Isle Shutzus Bagava, that in the Chinami, our Mishnah is talking about a case where both of these people that are shechting this animal are actually shufim this animal, and since one of the owners had Kavana to shech this animal, L'shem Avodah Zarah, so he wasn't answering Dovashen and Shaloi, and therefore Shechitas Psula, an entire animal would be Asur Ba'ana. The Gemara now continues and asks a second question, and this question will be from Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, Benegeya Hezek Shein Nikar. The Gemara tells us, Tashma, that Mishnah tells us, Hametame Vamidame Vaminasech B'Shegi Potter B'Mezid Chayiv, that if Reuven touches the tyres of his friend Shimon, and he makes them Tamei, for example, they were Truma, Truma Tmeya is less valuable valuable than Truma Tahirah. Similarly, if Reuven takes Truma and he mixes it together with the Chulin of Shimon, Shimon will now have to go and sell this entire mixture as Truma, and he'll have to sell it to Kayanim. Certainly, he will have to sell it cheaper and he would lose value. And similarly, if Reuven will go over to the wine of his friend and he'll be menasich it by putting his hands into the Yayin and mixing the Yayin, even though generally we have a klal, the Adam Mudal Oilam, however, since this is Hezek Shein Nikar, and generally we hold the Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Yishmei Hezek, really you should not be chayiv, and therefore b'shoyge he would be potter. However, if someone did so b'mezid, then the Rabbanim made a knas, and they said he would be chayiv to pay. And keep in mind that our Gemara did not ask a question for the case of Metame Medame. Certainly in those cases, it's based on a metzias, and certainly someone could ask us something that doesn't belong to them, as it's l'maisa tamei, and l'maisa you now mix truma together with chulin. However, our Gemara's question is specifically from the case of Menaseh, since these Amroyim hold that in Adamoisa Dovin Shein Shaloi, so how could it be that it would become Aser, and why would it become Yayin Aser? And the Gemara answers, Hachinami, the Islay Shutvus Begaba, the Inachinami, the Mishnah Mesechus Gittin, is specifically talking about a case where the Yayin was owned both by Reuven and Shimon, and therefore when Reuven was Menaseh the Yayin, he was being Menaseh his own wine. Certainly he has the ability to Aser his own item and Aser something that he owns. Ayin Rashi points out that the Mishnah Mesechus Gittin teaches us that if one is Menaseh Yayin Labe Dezara, then if he did so, Bemezid, he'd be Chayiv L'Shalim. Rashi is bothered that since he was Oivan to Issa V'Dezara, Bemezid, L'Chur, he's already Chayiv Misa, and we should say, Kamalei B'Drabne. Rashi explains, Mishum de Kamalei B'Drabne, Loi Miftar, the Afagav de Chayiv Misa, Mishum Aviz Chavim. You can't explain that he didn't have Astra, and therefore he's not Chayiv Misa, as we learned in Mesechus Ksubis, that Afil Loi Hisubay, Loi Mikdal, Chayiv Malon, Chayiv Misa Shegim, Ptum L'Shalim. However, Hacha Chayiv, Afil Loi Isubay, but the Mishnah Mesechus Gittin, one will be chayiv to pay. Mishor da agbe al menas lo israel mechayiv l'shlumei who mischayiv benafshe lo yhavei at shas nisach. Therefore, the din of Kamalei Rabnei would not apply, and we will stop over here.